This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. This week we're taking a look at the quality of Iowa's water. Today we focus on a voluntary state program meant to encourage farmers to improve water leaving their fields with a financial cost-sharing incentive. It's entering its fourth year. Lawmakers and the governor struggled this session to come up with a way to spend more money on water quality in the state. In the last 3 years, the state has awarded $12 million to 45 different projects. I went to one that has major implications downstream, the headwaters of the North Raccoon River. Northwest Iowa's Buena Vista and Pocahontas counties are a heavily row-cropped region, and farmers here rely on underground pipes, commonly called tiles, to keep water from flooding out crops. This region is also home to the main tributary of the Raccoon River. 200 miles downstream, it's used as a water source for the city of Des Moines. On this day, heavy rain is keeping farmer Mark Burtness off his planter and behind his desk in Sioux Rapids.
We consider ourselves environmentalists of a sort. You know, not necessarily tree huggers, but we think you ought to take care of the land.
Burtness has found different ways to help pay for cleaning the water that leaves the fields of his family farm he took over 40 years ago.
This isn't just a case that the farmer can decide to do one thing and it's revenue neutral to him. No, we have to consciously do some things that will take money out of our profit.
Burtness is part of a cost-sharing program here in the northern headwaters of the Raccoon River. $500,000 were awarded last year to the Buena Vista and Pocahontas County Soil and Water Conservation Districts. In the application, they note the watershed here has the highest nitrate to nitrogen concentrations of all watersheds in the Mississippi River Basin. That combination is hazardous to human health. Brian Wallstein is chairman of the Buena Vista County Soil and Water Conservation District. He says not only is improving water quality good for the environment, it's also just good business.
That nitrates that's getting off our soil, that's our fuel tank. That's our fuel tank to drive this engine out here. And we don't like having that fuel tank leak.
Here's how the cost share program works. Soil and water conservation districts partner with businesses or municipalities and submit a request to Iowa's Department of Agriculture for funding. In this case, the districts partnered with the City of Storm Lake, the Iowa Farm Bureau, pork producers, Iowa State University Extension, among others. Together, they put up $1.2 million. They're working with farmers to implement water quality practices, such as planting more than 4,000 acres of cover crops. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey says they want farmers to see the benefits of water quality practices through three-year demonstration projects.
We want people to feel very free to engage, and we want people to not feel like they're somehow going to be made a negative example of.
Through an open records request, IPR News asked for the names of individual farmers receiving state money through the Water Quality Initiative program. The Department of Agriculture, together with the Attorney General's Office and Iowa Public Information Board, denied the request. In a joint statement, they say they cannot provide any information or records that identify a person holding legal interest in agricultural land.
They certainly have some private information that they may well provide the project that they don't necessarily want shared.
That's concerning, says Randy Evans. He's the executive director of the Iowa Freedom of Information Council, a group representing Iowa media companies.
The state is spending a certain amount of money in a particular watershed, which may be affected by the farming practices of scores of farmers, and there is no way for the public to effectively monitor who's receiving the money and what they're doing with it.
In 2010, Iowa voters approved a trust fund for outdoor costs such as water quality. It remains unfunded. Meanwhile, the Ag Department received $9.6 million to fund more demonstration projects for this fiscal year. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at how farmers can clean up their water and how experts are monitoring water leaving the state. You're listening to Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters.